He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We have a really cool show for you today on a gadget that you may not even be aware that it exists, but it's actually pretty cool. Let's take a quick look at it on camera two, and I'll tell you what this is. This is made by a company called TrickleStar. That's right, TrickleStar. And this is an advanced AV, that stands for audio visual, advanced power strip. And this does a lot more than it appears to. Basically, you're looking at some outlets here. They all are grounded here. And you'll see that some of them are colored green and some of them are colored black. So we'll get into that in just 1 second. But in the interim, I would like to welcome everyone to the show. If you're new to the show, welcome. We come out every Thursday evening with a brand new gadget, and we have a lot of apps every week. This show is actually heard in 172 countries around the world, so I'm very grateful for everybody who tunes in. Of course, you can watch us easily enough on thegadgetprofessor.com. That would be our webpage. And if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, we'd welcome you to do that, and hopefully you'll like the Gadget Professor, and that's easy to do also. That's Facebook/TheGadgetProfessor, and you can check out there. We have all kinds of things that are posted on the Gadget Professor Facebook page. You can talk to me there, and pretty much every episode is posted when it comes out on there, or you can go to our show notes, and that's simple to do. Just go to thegadgetprofessor.com and click on the newsletter and put your name in, and we'll be happy to talk to you. Also, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will answer every single email that you send to me. All right, let's take a look at this gadget of the day. And as I said, this is made by a company called TrickleStar, and it's pretty cool. This one is the two-tier AV power strip, and essentially what this is for, it's to maintain power or no power on your audio visual devices. It can be used for other things. You can use it for a coffee pot, things like that. The instructions are pretty good, but basically what this is going to do is it's going to plug in the wall, and you can see, let's go to the website here. You can actually see that this is going to plug into the wall, and you have seven outlets here. There's so many of them I can't keep track of it. But what these seven outlets are going to do is basically power on your audiovisual equipment. These two are constantly on, the one and the two, and it says always on. And this is where you'd plug in like your cable box or your DVR, things that you always want to have power on, not your TV set. It comes with the cord. It's about a 4-foot cord that plugs into the wall. No science there. You have three indicator lights that will turn on right here. This is also a surge protector, so it's going to protect all your electronic equipment from any surge or sporadic oscillations that will come through and literally wreck your equipment. It shows that it's grounded, so that's a good thing. And also it shows whether your outlets are switched or not. So you'll see these three power lights light up immediately depending upon the mode that you're in. These outlets here are for your AV equipment. One thing I will point out, it has a very nice visual representation of what goes where. For example, this outlet here, the first green one from your left, your television set must go in there. And again, there's a ground adapter right here in all of them. They just don't have that color. But this is important that the TV set is plugged into this strip. And it says right here, TV, and it says switched right there. So this is where your TV set is going to go. Now here for the rest of these outlets, it doesn't have to be in this order. It doesn't have to be this equipment. But you could put your game console in here, your amplifier, your audio amplifier in here. You could put your DVD in here and perhaps your subwoofer in there, or any combination thereof. So you're probably wondering, you know, why do I have to do that? Well, here's the brains of the outfit, which is right here. This is a sensor. It does not plug into your phone outlet, although that's what the jack certainly looks like. This actually is going to plug in, where is that jack? Right here. This will plug in, and we'll tell you a little bit about that in a second, but this is where this sensor plugs in. There is a piece of a double-sided sticky tape here, and this is actually a sensor, and this is going to go right underneath your TV set. And on the side here, you're going to see a button, and you're actually going to hold this button in for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 seconds, and based on how long you put this button in, that's going to allow you to control these strips. It sounds a little hokey right now and a little confusing, but we're going to show you a video shortly, and you'll see why this all makes sense. This is a very interesting device. It's a very smart device, and it's certainly something that I would definitely consider buying, particularly if you fall asleep at night or if you're in a rush and you got kids and you got to go quickly. This is actually going to sense that there's no one in the room and turn everything off. Great if you have a vacation home. Really saves energy and also keeps your devices off. And also, even though your devices are turned off but they're plugged in, they will sap some electricity because there's all kinds of transformers and things that still take small amounts of current. This device will make sure that your electronics are totally turned off, whatever you have plugged in there. So at this point, let's take a look at the video and see how this actually works. So the video is readily available on the website, and again, this is called TrickleStar.com. They make a bunch of different types of power equipment, and here's the actual website. You can go to products and see all their all the equipment that they have, and also there's different models that they make. Well, the one we're working on, looking at right now, is the Tier 2. This is the Advanced Power Strip Plus. And right here it has two excellent videos. So rather than hook in all the equipment, because it takes a considerable amount of time to set this up, I'm going to show you the operational video. I've just reviewed with you how these things hook into the strips and why. And let's take a look at this operational video now, and I'll blow this up full frame for you.
This video explains how to operate an advanced power strip with a Zigbee multi-sensor. To turn the advanced power strip unit on, press the volume up or channel up button on the TV or cable TV remote control. The switched LED on the power strip will illuminate and the switched outlets will turn on. You will hear a soft click as the outlets switch on. You can now turn on your TV and peripherals by pressing the power on button for each device on your remote controls. When you are finished watching TV, simply press the power off button on your TV remote, and power will be switched off to all switched outlets within 1 minute. In addition to this feature, the product also has an extra energy saving feature to detect if you are not using your TV or other AV equipment. This feature works in a way similar to an occupancy sensor for a light. If the sensor detects that no one is in the room for a period of time, the light is automatically switched off. The advanced power strip works in a very similar way. An infrared or radio frequency remote control button, press or movement, means you're still at the TV and the countdown timer resets. If no remote control button presses or movement are detected during the countdown period, the product will start to warn of a pending shutdown. First, a soft audible buzzer will sound. Additionally, a red warning LED on the sensor will flash for 10 minutes to warn of an approaching shutdown event. If still no remote control activity or movement are detected during this warning period, the TV and peripherals will be switched off automatically by the power strip. The key to getting the best results is to adjust the countdown timer to fit with your TV watching habits. If you watch plenty of movies, sports games, or use a gaming console and seldom use a remote control when you are watching a movie, then set the countdown timer to 120 minutes. This will give you plenty of time and avoid unexpected shutdowns. If you are a light TV user, you may find that the 30 minutes or 60 minutes setting works better for you. The key is to find what time works best for you and to maximize energy savings without the power strip becoming intrusive. It is generally recommended to use the default countdown timer setting of 60 minutes at first. Once you're used to how the product works, you can then set it to a shorter or longer countdown time. Tips for best operation. 1. Place the sensor close to the TV IR sensor. 2. Avoid having the TV located in direct sunlight. This will reduce the range and sensitivity of the IR sensor. For more information on TrickleStar products, please visit www.tricklestar.com.
So there you have it, pretty straightforward and definitely a cool device. There is a small learning curve, and I do mean small learning curve. It's not that difficult to get the feel how it works, but I'll tell you, it's nice, especially if you have kids and they fall asleep watching TV, you're in bed, you fall asleep at that, sleeping at night. If you're in a rush and you just want to leave and you don't want to take the time to turn the things off, or you forget, did I turn it off, did I not turn it off, this will take care of all that. So it's a very very, very handy device. And if you look on Amazon, these things run anywhere from $50 to $70, depending upon the type that you get. One thing I'll tell you is I got this for $15, not that I'm bragging, but I never even knew this existed, but my power company had sent me an email, and from time to time, they have great sales. I mean, really great sales. They subsidize these things, so you could save energy. Everybody will save energy by it, but I saw this, and I picked up this for $15, and they threw in four LED lights for $17 total, so how can you beat something like that? I mean, a regular power strip is going to cost you $15 for seven taps. So this is really a great device, and I've hooked it up in two different scenarios, and it's worked quite well. So I definitely recommend you at least experimenting that great with the vacation home, because sometimes, you know, you turn the TV off and you leave the other devices on. With this, you turn the TV off with your remote clicker, bang, everything's going to go off. So I definitely like that. All right, let's take a look at some apps of the day, and I think you'll find these pretty useful. This app is a great one. This is called Google Trips, and you know, it's summertime now, or close to it, if you will, and Google Trips will help you plan your trip. Exploring the world just got easier with Google Trips. You can get activity suggestions based on what's nearby, customizable customizable day plans, and make travels reservations for you using Gmail interface, day plans, automatic trip organization, nearby things to do, bundled reservations, offline access if you don't have internet. Really, really good app, and Google makes good apps in general. Actually, Google makes good things in general, and this is a definite no-brainer. I would absolutely load this on to the phone, and I think you're definitely going to enjoy it, and it's available pretty much on the for iOS, the iPhone. All right. This is an app that's been around for a while. It's called Clips, and it's a lot of fun. This app is only available on the iOS, but you can do selfie videos and animate them. You can transport yourself to be, the Last Jedi. There's all kinds of different interfaces and overlays that you can use just by making a simple clip. It's a free app, and it lets you make fun videos to share with friends and family. With a few taps, you can send a video message or tell a quick story with great artistic filters, animated text, music, all kinds of fun stickers, and it's just a blast. I'll tell you, if you don't like it, your kids are going to love this, and you're never going to get your phone back. I can guarantee you that. Works real well on the iPad, so definitely definitely check that out. Now, from time to time, I get requests for different types of services out there. A lot of people ask me about making photo albums and things of that nature, and there's a bunch of them out there. Last week, I actually tried this one called Mixbook. What's neat, as soon as you go on the site, they're going to give you 50% off MacBooks, and sometimes different discounts will apply depending upon what time of the day or the week that you actually hit on this. But it's always going to give you at least 40% off as soon as you go on the site. These guys do a great job. You can make custom photo books, and what I like about it is they're very, very reasonable. These start as low as $15.99. You can have photo cards and invitations for as low as 69 cents, Father's Day gifts, Mother's Day gifts. You can have canvas wrap prints for about 50 bucks. They'll make prints for you, and this is a great deal for 15 cents a print. They'll also do metal prints, so definitely check this out if you're in the market for some this type of a service. They do a great job, and I have had nothing but good results. I've used them two times now, and both times I was very, very pleased with their products, their service. The turnaround is great, and they make it real easy for you to upload your graphics, your photo. So the company is called Mixbook. It's Mixbook.com. I love their service. Their prices are very good, and their interface is actually quite easy to use. Let's take a look at this next app, Opera Touch. Now, this is a brand new updated version of Opera, but it's designed to work on both platforms, both the iOS and your Droid system. And it's for one touch operation, which means you can just use your thumb or your finger and it will get everything you want. The browser instantly search when you start this. Just type in or scan a QR code or even use a voice search. I like that. It seems to be pretty fast. I have been using Safari, at least on my phones, and it's been a bear. It's been really slow. This works pretty good. It's certainly faster, and I like it because the flow function seamlessly connects with your PC and your smartphone. You can now add image links, videos, and notes yourself to Flow, and another device will immediately see it. So it's cross-platform, and that's pretty special to me. I definitely like that, and their webpage is absolutely stunning. So definitely, definitely, definitely check Opera out. I think you're really going to like it, and again, it's cross-platform, which means it will work on pretty much any interface that you have, any phone that you have, the iOS and the Android. Now, this next app is definitely a fun app. It's called Glitch Video Effect and Trippy Effects. And what this will do is it's probably one of the easier apps out there to give you special effects and all kinds of like video glitches and crazy stuff. But it's really a fun app, and again, the kids will like this. I use it sometimes when I want to create special effects and not sure what I want. So try this out. Again, all these apps are totally free. This is called the Glitch Video Effects and Trippy Effects Editor, totally free. I think you'll enjoy this. I know the kids are going to like this. It's available on the Google Play Store, and you're not going to be complaining to me at all about this. You're going to really like that one. This next app is called Invoice to Go. Very, very nice app. If you're in a situation where you have to do an invoice, if you're working part-time or even full-time, Invoice to Go and Estimator is one of those apps that you hate creating graphics from scratch. This has everything built into it. Invoice to Go makes it easier for small business owners to create professional invoices on the go and hopefully get paid faster. You can create great-looking professional invoices with one simple app. Accept all the ways your customers want to pay, online, point of sale, capture your expenses as you incur them. We are on-the-go invoicing solutions with all types of different options for small businesses, from contractors to dog walkers. So this is really, really nice. I have several businesses set up, and Actually, I have been using this. It's only available, unfortunately, for the iOS, but I use this on my iPad, and it works really, really well. I'm very pleased with it, and I think you will be too. So go to Invoice2Go. It's an invoicer and an estimator, and sometimes you just got to give a quote to someone, and this is the app that that I use to do it. Now, this one you're going to love. If you use Instagram at all, and I do, you can follow me on Instagram, by the way, at Gadget Professor. But this is called Boomerang, Boomerang for Instagram. Very cool, very fun app. It's really available for the iPhone and iPad. But Boomerang for Instagram makes everyday moments fun and unexpected. Create captive mini videos that loop back and forth, then share them with your friends. What this does is it takes a bunch, like a burst of videos, I should say GIFs, like boom, 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 and then it stitches it together for you automatically. So it's really cool. This says, find something for everyone. That's moving or create a video selfie by switching to the front-faced camera. There's just one button, tap it once, and Boomerang does the rest. It's going to shoot a burst of 10 photos, okay, and then it turns them into a really cool mini effects video. So it does this automatically. You don't have to know how to stitch those together. It does it as part of the operating system, if you will, in the app. And you can share these on Facebook or Instagram or pretty much whatever you want, and it will actually save it to the camera roll. And that's a pretty cool thing. So that's going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed the show. This is a really cool gadget. It really is. It makes a great present. And if you just forget that you're that you turned off the DVD or your amplifier or whatever, this is going to prevent that, and it also is going to save energy. And also, don't forget, it's a surge protector. What surge protectors do, as I mentioned earlier, lots of time the power isn't what you think. There are surges that go through it and send either a lot more voltage or a lot less voltage through your system in your house, and that creates havoc with a lot of your electronics. Some things today, such as your better TVs, have built-in surge protectors. If you don't have one or you're not sure, you want to get one of these outlets, because it will definitely take care of that. So I will see everybody next Thursday. Thank you so much for tuning in. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.